Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I'm so thankful for the opportunity that I have to come to the radio microphone and share together with you the study of the Word of God. And that I'm thankful that you take the time and listen to us. And as you listen today, if you've just happened to tune in, I trust you'll make it a daily place in your life and join us day after day as we study the Word of God together. On Monday, I began a series of studies on the person and ministry of the Holy Spirit. And as of now, we're still looking at the person of the Holy Spirit in the Word of God. I pointed out to you that we have in this Bible one God manifest in three different personalities. In the Old Testament, he is recognized as God the Father, God the Word, and God the Spirit. And then when we come to John chapter number 1, verse number 14 teaches us, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." So now then we recognize the Trinity as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Jesus said in John 14:6, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you." Here we have the Lord Jesus Christ on earth praying to the Father who is in heaven that he will give to the disciples another Comforter. And if you have any question about whom that Comforter is, he goes on in verse number 26 and says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name." So we find here is a mention of each member of the Godhead: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The word Comforter means one to run alongside and help, one to aid and assist. And Jesus said, "I'm going to pray the Father and he'll give you another." When I'm preaching from this subject in the pulpit, I pick up two songbooks. I hold up one songbook and I say, "This is a book." And I hold up the second identical songbook and I say, "This is another book." What I'm saying is these two books are alike. It's another one of the same kind. Or then I turn around and I pick up one songbook and I say, "This is a book." And I pick up my Bible and I say, "This is another book." And that means another of a different kind. The word that our Lord uses here is not the one of a different kind, but one just like me. Why could he say he's just like me? Because he's a member of the same Godhead. He'll be another manifestation of God. It will not be in human flesh, but in the Spirit. So we looked at the Trinity, and then we looked on yesterday at the fact that they are co-equal. God the Father is no more God than God the Son or the Holy Spirit. And God the Son is no more God, nor is he any less God than God the Father and God the Spirit. And God the Spirit is no more God, nor any less God than God the Father and God the Son. They are co-equal. And then we saw they are coexistent, not as many would believe. You have God the Father in the Old Testament era, and then Jesus Christ in the times that's covered in the gospel when it was here upon this earth. And then from Pentecost forward, the Holy Spirit. No, I pointed out to you in the Word of God how that in Genesis chapter number 1 and verse number 2, the Bible said, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. And then I said to you how that God said in Genesis 1:26, let us make man. To whom is he speaking? He is not speaking to the angels, nor to the animals, but he's speaking to himself, the triune being known as a Godhead, God the Father, God the Word, and God the Spirit. So they are co-equal, they are co-existent, and they are co-eternal. They are all the same person manifested in three personalities. Now, the question arises then, if he's one God, why would he manifest himself into three personalities? And I submit to you, I do not know that I could answer that question. But I give you one reason. God chose to manifest himself as a triune being because of the functions and the work of his great redemptive plan that God had in store for his creation. I say to you, there are distinct and different operations for the Father and for the Son and for the Holy Spirit. God the Father has a place and a work to do. God the Son has a place and a work to do. And God the Spirit has a place and a work to do. And again, I say to you, it's impossible for frail human minds to comprehend the fullness of the Godhead. But yet God gives us some insight in the Word of God as to the personalities and performances of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. Now then, I want you to notice in the book of Acts chapter number 2 and verse number 23, the Bible says, him, speaking of Christ, being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Several years ago, my attention was aroused and my interest was aroused by that expression in verse number 23, by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. This teaches us that somewhere back in the eternity past, since there was no one but him, God the Father sat down with himself and determined that he would present himself in a triune being. No one made him do it. It was his own choosing. And he determined these would be recognized as God the Father, God the Word, or God the Son, and God the Spirit. God determined a function for all three of these in his great redemptive plan. I have studied on this for years. It is an area that I have great interest in. And some 3 or 4 years ago, as I was in the study meditating upon this, God gave to me what I'm about to give to you. And I want you to listen. And I trust God will help you to see the distinct and different function of each of the three in the Godhead. When we look at the Word of God, we find in that determinate counsel, it was determined that God the Father would have the power. What I mean by that, the authority. He is the final authority in the Godhead. The Bible said in Psalm 62, verse number 11, God has spoken once, twice, I heard this. That power belongeth unto God. So it was determined that God the Father would have the power. Second, it was determined that God the Father would have a people. I remind you, we're not Jesus's people. We're not Holy Ghost's people, but we're God's people. And then it was determined that God the Father would have a place. The Bible said in John 14:2, in my Father's house are many mansions. There is no mention about Jesus' house or the Holy Ghost's house, but it's the Father's house. So in that determinate council, God determined that the Father would have the power, he'd have the people, he'd have the place. Then in that same determinate council, it was determined that God the Son would have three things. Number one, he would have a creation ministry. Often we use the phrase God's creation, but the Bible said in John 1:2, all things were made by him, speaking of Christ. And again, the Bible said in the book of Colossians 16:17, that all things were created by him. And again in Revelation 4:11, the Bible said, speaking of Christ, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. So it was determined in that council that God the Son would have a creation ministry. Then it was determined that God the Son would have a church ministry. In reality, it's not God's church. It's not the Holy Ghost church. It's Christ's church. Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church. The church is not the bride to God the Father, and the church is not the bride of the Holy Ghost, but the church is the bride of Christ. So it was determined that God the Son would have a church ministry. Then it was determined that God the Son would have a crowning ministry. Nowhere in the Bible is God the Father ever crowned or God the Holy Ghost ever crowned. But in the Bible, God the Son will be crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then number three, it was determined not only that God the Son would have a creation ministry, a church ministry, and a crowning ministry, but then there were three things that were determined for God the Spirit. Now, I'll have to deal with these in more detail on tomorrow's broadcast. But let me say to you, it was determined that God the Spirit would oversee a book, the Word of God. And though God used some 40 authors over a period of 1,600 years to pin down the Scriptures, we must conclude that the Word of God is not the work of mere man. The real author of the Word of God is the Spirit of God. And so we see that God the Spirit was given the task of overseeing a book. And he finished this task with divine perfection. And when he had finished it, he presented to us a perfect book called the Word of God. And then let me mention these other two. It was determined that God the Spirit would oversee a birth. And then it was determined that God the Spirit would oversee a bride. And I'll deal with him, the Lord willing, on the broadcast tomorrow. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust the broadcast was a blessing to you today. Let me remind you that Harvest Time is a listener-supported radio ministry, and I need to hear from a number of you. Would you pray for the radio ministry and then write to us and share with us in the financial burden of this radio work? Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.